Blog Talk Radio.
What's popping? All right, so we got to get into some things.
To come in this corner.
Break it down. It's a mix that I'm doing.
Spike it. Okay, let's get into some things.
Thank you.
Listen, the call-in lines are already open, all right? The number is 563-999-3658. So if you want to call in and have an opinion, call in now. I'm sipping out of my styrofoam cup today. Yes. All right, let's get to it. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, well, let's just jump right into it. This is the topic or the lawsuit that never is ending. Cardi B and Tasha K, the girls are still fighting. And this time, you know, it's very much so a back and forth, a tug of war. I feel like we will get to a conclusion of this lawsuit by the end of this year. I feel like both parties are probably tired, more so Tasha K. But let me give you guys the tea, all right? So shout out to Camille's Corner over here on YouTube, because I was browsing YouTube, and then I seen a video that she did, and I got into it. I'm like, ooh, this is some tea right here. So shout out to Camille's Corner. But I found out that Cardi B has filed a new lawsuit against Tasha K. Well, not Tasha K, but Kibi Studio, Tasha K's production company. All right, so here's the tea and here's what happened. Okay. So basically, Cardi B wanted to file an amended, like, she wanted to update the lawsuit and add more salacious things that Tasha K has been saying about her. And Tasha K said, hey, you know what? You can go ahead and amend it, add more to it, whatever you need to do, as long as it's within a certain time period of, you know, a reasonable time period. Basically, if it's some recent things that I've done and said, and you want to add that to the lawsuit, sure, we will grant that access. Okay? However, when Cardi B went to go and amend the claim, she went overboard a little bit and tried to remove Star Marie from the lawsuit and add Kibi Studios. Tasha K team was like, wait a minute. Absolutely not. KB Studios have nothing to do with this. They were never in this in the beginning. Tasha K does not own KB Studios. That is a production company. That was never the case, so absolutely not. And KB Studios will not be involved in any way, or KB Studios will not have to answer to any of these allegations because they were not properly served. There's been no lawsuit submitted, so this is just absurd. There's no way, there's absolutely no way that you are going to put KB Studios in this lawsuit. Add them to this amended, you know, this amended claim, this amended filing. So Cardi B's team said, okay, we won't. Here, we'll, what we'll do is we'll start a new lawsuit, and whoever the owner is for KB Studios will be getting sued. Now, you want the receipts for that? Okay, let's go through it. Boom. Shout out to Camille Corner once again. Meanwhile, on November 29th, 2020, the last day of discovery period, plaintiff Cardi B filed a second amended complaint. Tasha K provided consent to Cardi B's filing of a second amended complaint exclusively to include additional and only recently discovered alleged defamatory statements that Tasha K has made about Cardi B during the pendency of this action. However, Cardi B exceeded the scope of Tasha K's consent by removing Star Marie as a named co-defendant, and for the first time since the inception of this litigation, naming an entirely new party, KB Studio. So Cardi B tried to literally remove Star Marie and just said, you know what, it's Tasha K personally, and it's KB Studio. That's who I'm after. Okay? And Tasha K team fired back and says, Ms. KB is not the registered agent for Tasha K for KB Studio. Furthermore, Tasha K was never personally served as a representative of KB Studio. So they're saying, you know what, listen, you did not serve her under KB Studios, so KB Studios has nothing to do with this. So they're saying, Ms. KB was never personally served as a representative for KB Studios with Cardi B's second amended complaint. Cardi B had absolutely no authority to add Tasha K as a party to this action, and Cardi B failed to perfect personal service of the second amended complaint upon Tasha K. The court lacks personal jurisdiction over Tasha K's KB Studios in this matter. Lastly, Tasha K is not under any obligation to respond to allegations directed at KB Studios. Therefore, allegations in paragraph 4 are denied as alleged. So I'm not really sure if that means Star Marie is still on the lawsuit, or if it got denied. I don't know, but it sounds like Tasha K, them people wasn't fooling with that. Okay? And so then there's another suit. Latasha Trans KB, a.k.a. Latasha K, Trans Rena Howard. Wait, hold on. It's Latasha K, Belcalis, whatever her name is. First, Latasha Trans KB, a.k.a. Latasha Trans Howard, and KB Studios as summons in civil action. A lawsuit has been filed against you. You want to play cute girl? Now we're suing KB Studios. So whoever owned KB Studios is getting sued as well. Whoever owns that mother is getting sued. So not only are they taking Tasha K personally to court, but they're dragging KB Studios into court. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Queen. Wow, 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 wow. They're not playing with Tasha K. She's been quiet all year. Now, I was trying to figure out so what was the tea? Because at first, I was asking myself, oh, let me put the pictures up. Why would Cardi B want to remove Star Marie from the lawsuit? So there's a couple of reasons. In my mind, A, the most obvious and salacious of the reasons could be because, you know, perhaps some of the things that Star Marie said were true. And you know what? They don't want that to be out. I don't know. Or it could be Star Marie. She's gone, left the country. Nobody can find her, and it's holding up the lawsuit. It's holding up the lawsuit. So with it being held up, things are not getting done. Nobody's getting paid, and which that could be good for Tasha K, but it just drags the whole process out. They probably feel like, listen, I'm not going to get much from Star Marie, so let's just drop it because we don't know where she's at. Star Marie is somewhere in China, Afghanistan, with the COVID and all this. Star Marie, we don't know where she's at and if she's ever coming back. She's left the country. Star Marie is gone. So I don't know. I'm no lawyer. I don't know. These are just my assumptions. And then two, maybe there was more value in Tasha K. I need to make sure I drain her pockets because we forgot to add KB Studios because maybe perhaps, you know, Tasha K, which she was smart. She was very smart. And she put everything in her husband's name and she got the LLC. I'm learning all about this. I'm learning about this because in this type of business, it was very smart for Tasha K to take things out of her name and put it into the LLC because if they sue you, they're not really suing your business. And if they're suing your business, they're not suing you. So you don't have to, you know, vice versa. The money is not being drawn from your personal account. Hence the reason why it's alleged that Tasha K has not put her home in her name. It's in her husband's name because if they take the home, they're not necessarily taking it from Tasha K. However, her husband has been in court too, so he's all entangled in this, I would be assuming. But like I said, I'm no lawyer. However, I think it's definitely smart to have the limited liability coverage. Okay, someone sues you, boom. They're going to sue the company. But KB Studios is where the money's at. And I think somebody must have figured that out. Like, listen, I could sue Tasha K, but she's going to be a 1099 sole proprietor, this, that, and third. I ain't probably going to get no money because ain't nothing in probably in her name. I need KB Studios. So that's probably why she was talking real big and bad and reckless. Yeah, go ahead. File the amendment. Go ahead. Add whatever you want to add to it. Do it. Then when they came for the KB Studio, she was like, whoa. Wait a minute. Well, absolutely not. Wait a minute. KB Studio, I have nothing to do with that. But if you go onto the website, it does say that Tasha K is a client of KB Studios. And typically, that's how it works. You're signed to a network, you know, or with some type of publishing company or media company, production company. You do something that it falls back on the company. So if most times people don't sue the individual, they sue the company because the company has all the money. So I didn't really understand why KB Studios wasn't getting sued in the first place. That honestly, I thought she was going to go for both in the beginning. So that's my thought on that. And then two, I was like, well, why would Tasha K even allow her to amend the original claim? But I was talking to someone and they said she probably did so because no matter what the outcome of this situation is, if Cardi B felt like, you know what, Tasha K, you said some things after the Star Marie stuff that I feel like we can get you on, so I'm going to sue you again. So Tasha's probably like, let's just get this thing over with. Add what you're going to add, girl, because once you add it, you can't re-sue me. So right now, the girls are going back and forth. It's getting really, really interesting. I don't really know what's going to happen. However, This is getting hot. Now, what else was I going to say about this situation? I'm just over here flabbergasted that this woman is trying to take this woman, all this woman's coin. Cardi B is now playing with her. Oh, that was the other thing. I don't know. This was just an assumption for me, and I was just kind of thinking, and I could be completely off. I don't know. But I was thinking, maybe that's why we didn't get the Jaguar Wright interview. Perhaps. Because the Jaguar Wright interview is under TV Studios, and perhaps TV Studios gets all that money, so they may want to be holding on to that because it's anticipated to make lots of money for Tasha K, and they probably don't want to have to pay that money out. Or if there's something that happens with the lawsuit and Tasha K loses, they may need that money to pay. I'm just saying. People been looking like, wait a minute. Okay, you going through all of this. Maybe perhaps that's why you're holding up on some of this content. Never know. So it's interesting. I'm interested to see what you guys think about the situation. And how you feel about it. And so let's take some calls. The number is 563-999-3658. Call in. Let's talk about it. Let me see. And I want to know who y'all think is going to win this lawsuit, because I don't even have this. It's cool. But I know Cardi B is not playing with her. They filed a new lawsuit against TV Studios because Tasha K tried to act like, listen, TV Studios ain't got nothing to do with me. And that I don't know nothing about that. We don't know nothing about TV Studios. And so you can't add it to this amended claim. So Cardi B seems to say, okay, she must have got some new lawyers because these new lawyers are going. Because I'm not understanding why the previous lawyer didn't even think to go get TV Studios in the first place. That's probably why Tasha K was feeling like she was winning. Because I feel like Cardi B got some new lawyers because the previous lawyer was probably the fool. Because why wouldn't you go for TV Studios? I would have went for Tasha K, TV Studios, and the husband. But I feel like the husband is TV Studios on the code. And she got, and they got all her names in it. Look, they got all her names. Wait, hold on. Where is that? Look. Latasha Trans Rena TV. A.K.A. Latasha Trans, okay. And so, all right, y'all. Let's get the tea. 4450. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hi. What's going on?
Listen, the attorneys and Cardi B. I personally do not like Cardi B at all.
Okay.
But one thing I will say is that I actually do appreciate this, and hopefully I never want to see anybody lose, you know, money out of their families and place and things like that. Tasha does have children, so that's, I would never support that. But let's be fair, it's fair. As far as our sector, like the black sector of YouTube, it's gotten nasty, vicious, and vile. People are putting out people's addresses, putting out the most insane things about people, where even where Tasha did with the whole Cardi thing. I think if she made the first video with Star Marie, with Salacious, she got her views and went on about her business and kept moving with other things. But you just kept on with this girl. It was just vile. It was disgusting. It just got to the point where, listen, somebody got to learn a lesson. And unfortunately, I feel like she's going to have to learn a lesson. And if Cardi's the one that's going to show her that lesson, that's it. You cannot be out here saying vile things about people. Even the Inquirer, the National Inquirer would say, allegedly, there's certain things they wouldn't go into. There's no holds barred in this sector.
I'm glad she's getting sued. Only reason, the reason why, because I'm looking at it as a learning lesson. Like, I mean, it's entertaining, but I'm sitting back paying attention. Because this is all the things you hear about being a commentator or being a, you know, entertainer. You hear about the importance of an LLC. You hear the importance of this and that and what happens if you get sued. So being able to watch it unfold and see how the outcome is going to go. Well, yes, I'm entertained, but on the other side, I'm looking in case to see from the outside, looking in to see like what if this were me and how this all panned out. This is some interesting stuff. So I'm definitely into it.
But Armand, even with you, even when you try to shade or read or whatever, you don't do it in like, oh, well, this person, they butt, you know, things like this, and that person has this type of medical issue and this. You don't do none of that. You do a little basic little read, okay, well, you.
But listen, but I don't do any of that, but I also don't get hundreds of thousands up to millions of views. Listen, Tasha gets millions of views doing it. That's why her platform has grown, because she's very salacious. She says those things. People go over there for the shock value. She runs a risky race of getting sued all the time because she does the nasty, the vile, the dirty, and she lies. So people like that type of, they're entertained by that, you know. So it pays well.
Well, we all are watching a duel right in front of us. I hope everyone's sitting at Caesar's Palace and everyone is well entertained, like you said. You're getting millions of views, but it's going to be a duel to the death and to the blood. So if whoever's going to be at the end of it, we will see. I hope it was worth it for everybody included. But I think that Cardi, her team may have just wanted to drain Tasha personally out first and then do that backhanded slap. Okay, now we're going after the studio as well, because financially you're already drained. Just me suing you. Now I'm going to go after your business as well. The money's going to run out.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because the Tasha K team, they're trying to fight that. Like, girl, they're saying, like, Tasha K TV Studios has nothing to do with this. So we'll have to see. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. 9961, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's me again. I called yesterday.
Hey,
finally
what's up?
Talked to you live again.
It's a live for me.
Yes. So here's what I think about this whole thing. It's what I thought when the lawsuit originally was filed 2 years ago, back in 2019. I did not think that Cardi B had a real case. I didn't think that she would win, and this is why this new lawsuit is being slapped on Tasha K, because they can't get her. And I know that yes, Tasha K is salacious. She'll lie for a story, or she'll hype something up for a story, but they just couldn't get her. That's why this is a whole new lawsuit. And what I think Cardi B is doing is she just like, just F it. Let me just keep draining her pockets out, because I got the funds to keep going to court for 2 years. This lawsuit has been going on since 2019.
I feel like it's been, yeah, 2019,
yeah. Yeah, it's about to be 2021. She probably feel like I'm a juice homegirl out, the wino lady. And Tasha gonna keep fighting for her ego and her brand, but eventually,
yes.
I do feel like Tasha may just settle, because the lawsuit is.
Well, I think Tasha's hoping that Cardi B will settle. I think that Tasha's hoping that Cardi B will settle. So then it look like Tasha K won, huh?
Because Tasha did countersue, right?
Yeah, but Tasha dropped part of her countersue. She's starting to drop part of the countersuit. So she dropped, I don't know if she dropped the whole lawsuit, but she dropped a portion of her countersuit. So Tasha K's already slightly dropping out.
Yeah. And Cardi ain't giving up, but this whole new lawsuit is because, like you said, Star Marie is gone. And Star Marie, no pun intended, is a star witness for both the defense and, you know, whatever Cardi seemed to both cross-examine, you know, she don't want to be a part of it. It's no lawsuit without Star Marie. And even if you just go off the interviews and the videos Tasha K was putting out, that's why Cardi did not win with a smoking gun off the bat, because there was always, even though Tasha said some pretty nasty things, she always backed it with a allegedly. according to...
Well, I think that was the problem. She didn't say allegedly. That's why she getting sued. Tasha K didn't start doing the allegedly till later on. Now she's putting disclaimers out on her page. Like, she would just say she wasn't receiving. This ain't no allegedly. No. I don't know when you started watching her, but she has been very nasty and very salacious, and she has admitted to lying. And I have broke that story that Tasha K has admitted to putting out salacious lies and news for clicks and views.
Well, maybe she just did it in a smoother way that Cardi clearly just couldn't get her. And now she slapped a whole new knot on a whole new lawsuit because she couldn't get her. She can't get her, Armand. And I hope maybe she'll get her with this one, but we'll just have
to see.
And find out. Is it going to be another 2 years?
And listen, we'll be here talking about it until the end. So thank you.
You're welcome, boo. Bye.
All right. 9698, you are live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. So I want to talk about this from like a little bit of a different perspective.
Okay.
I've been following Tasha, you, and the other person for a while, I'll be honest. And from watching all three of you, I realize who the real kind of bad guys are from watching. If you read between the lines. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give them any likes. But the reason why I'm saying that is because as much as I dislike Tasha K, I think Cardi B is – I'm Dominican. So I'll say that off the bat. You understand how much I liked her. I was so proud of her. I was right there downloading her music, a super fan. But every time Cardi B has a problem, she wants to clap back. She wants to sue you. Cardi, you came in here with a train of your past life. Like you have a tail so long that anybody can step on it. So when you're coming up, because you have such a, you know, you were a stripper, you were this, you were that, you were scamming. Then, girl, why are you so upset? Because she's putting out that you did this and you did that, and now, like the other caller said, because now you don't have a case because Star Marie disappeared. You know, she disappeared, so now you don't have a case, so now you want to go against this woman's company? Like, she's just getting worse and worse. Every time Office cheats on her, she wants to go off on the girls. Like, she never wants to take responsibility for herself but just turn her back on anything. And it's like, I don't know, I'm just not respecting this whole lawsuit.
Okay, so listen, let me ask you a question, though. So if you are just hypothetically speaking, so if you are in a lawsuit and say you wanted to sue somebody and you're trying to get your money, right? If there's money on the table – and your team is like, well, we got this other angle. Are you not going to go get it? She's already in litigation with her. So is she wrong for going where the money is? I mean, what's the point of the lawsuit if you're going to sue Tasha K where nothing is in her name? Like, what's the point?
No, no, no. I agree with you. I'm all for that. These two women are equally as bad on that level of cattiness. So, yes, go for her money. But what I'm saying is, she's going for her money. She's going for everything because she's so offended at what Star Marie had to say about her health and her background. And I'm like, you knew what you were doing while you were on that poll. What did you think? That things were going to come to the surface? Everything you did in the past, whether it was a roommate, some guy that you gave head to in the hotel, is going to come to the surface. Any bumps, nicks that you have down there, mama, are going to come to surface. So you're offended because this crazy blogger found it? So then that sets a precedent for all you bloggers that, God forbid, you find something. And even if you do say allegedly, you end up in the court. Because the stars don't want
to. I like when you say that. I like that. But I think the only difference is, if I'm allowed to play devil's advocate, I think the only difference is when it comes – now, I hear you with the Star Marie thing. But that could probably be another reason why she's like, you know what, let me just remove Star Marie out. You got to remember, though, when it came to Tasha K seen a moment in that. And then her highest views came from the Cardi B slander. And so Tasha K you know, has a huge platform getting millions of views with Cardi B's name, lying, saying that she was a part of a gang. Cardi B was in litigation with saying that, you know, when Cardi B was in litigation about having someone allegedly beat up those girls in New York, Tasha K was pushing all these narratives, saying that Cardi B slept with her best friend and gave Cardi B, Tasha K said that Cardi B gave her baby. You know, her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was on her platform saying all of this stuff. And should someone be allowed to say that about you, even if it's not true, and then make thousands, tens of thousands of dollars? You got to think about it. You're getting millions of views off of this. You're making thousands of tens of thousands of dollars with salacious lies on a superstar, and people are believing in this. Some people are buying it, and that could possibly take away from your money. So, and I get it where it's like, bro, you're a celebrity. You got to deal with it. You know, that's facts. There's a certain level of criticism, critique, you just got to deal with. But when you have a person that will literally sit and try to dig up your past, and there's like a vendetta to attack you for their own monetary financial gain, then you have to let them know, I'm not the one to be played with. Stop playing with me. And I think that's what she's doing.
And I agree
with Tasha K.
And I agree with you, Armand. And I actually agree, because that's why I brought up when we first started talking that I followed all three. She does it all the time. Her and her people do it all the time. And I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to go that far. But at the same time, what I'm saying about Cardi B, what you said, I'm 100% on your side. But when it comes to Cardi B, she cannot, nothing can be said about her. Nothing can be said about her. But with this lawsuit, go for it, girl. I just, I'm done with Cardi. I've canceled her by myself. I'm done with her.
All right, thanks, boo. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic
bye.
Day. All right, bye. Super chat to the top. If you haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. Woo! Get in here, everybody. We're in our legendary show. All right. Okay, so let me get the 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, what's going on? Talk to me, Eva.
I wanted you to link me with that bum that you just had on right now.
Oh.
First of all, Cardi's not suing her for what she said in her past. You might want to read the actual documents before you talk out your neck like that. She's suing her for saying that she had an STD. She's suing her for saying that her child was not offset and had it and probably gave her child that STD. Do these people have amnesia? She's not suing her for calling her a stripper. She's not even suing her for calling her a gang member. Tasha's using the fact that she knows gang members as far as, oh, I'm scared for my life. But that doesn't work, because if you're scared for your life, how do you talk about someone again and again after you're being sued? Someone that's scared of somebody doesn't keep talking about them and putting out lies. Number two, the reason Summery isn't even on the case, if you go watch that interview again, Summery only claimed to find that monostat. She never said that Cardi had herpes. Allegedly. Remember that. So what is it? The only thing Summery was, Cardi wanted Summery on there for, was to be a witness. And if Summery's not on it, that's even better. Kibi Studios, yes, all the money's there, and we know that the husband owns a portion of that studio. I knew what she was trying to do, and the reason she thought she had it in the bag, and recently she's been saying a lot of things that doesn't help her case. Miss post and delete quickly. Isn't everything she says post and delete? I'm out of here, winos.
Yeah, and so that's probably why Cardi B.
To fabricating.
Well, she admitted to a lot of stuff, and so that's why another reason why I didn't understand why she would even allow for an amended claim. Because I'm like, Tasha, you've said so much stuff. There's so much audio. There's so much, girl, there is so much stuff that Tasha K has said and done. Some of my videos are even in the lawsuit. at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's so much comedy that she has put out there, and that to me, I couldn't even understand why you would even agree to have that in the client in the suit, because, girl, you've said a lot. And if you don't think that people are screenshotting and downloading and sending that to her every single time that you've done it, whether you think you're deleting it or not, her team has that information.
Religiously screenshotting and saving. But she thought she was smart. I'm gonna give you a little detail. She thought she was smart because her suit says that it's affecting her finances, correct? But you moved all your finances to Kibi Studios, which her husband owns. He sat in litigation for over 15 hours for a reason. Upon discovery, yes, we're going to put Kibi Studios on. Who recorded that video with Star Marie and you interviewing? Kibi Studios.
Kibi Studios. Duh.
Hello.
So they discovered a lot in that litigation. Because remember, people were like, well, they thought I was making it up. Oh, there's no proof. That man was in litigation for 7 hours in one day, didn't have to go back for another 7 hours. He was I told you guys that. So they found a lot of information out, and then boom, we're going after Kibi Studios. See, they thought they were slick. I was not right about that.
Just know that Cardi B's foot is on Tasha K's neck heavily. Remember,
okay.
I said that. Heavily.
Well, do you think that it's rightfully so?
I'm going to right now.
Do you think, and then Tasha K did, just let's be clear, Tasha K did drop the portion of the lawsuit where she said that she was fleeing for her life. Because Cardi B was having people attack her. So that got dropped. That did get dropped. Let's be very clear on that. So that did not stick. Tasha K is hoping for a settlement, but I don't know. And
she's
the judge
not,
at
I'm
one point.
I'm going to let you know right now, she's not getting a settlement at all.
Okay.
She's leaving out that courthouse broke.
And I also told you guys that the judge was not happy with. See, originally when this whole thing started, the judge just thought that this was petty and that they should settle. But that would have been
right.
That would have benefited Tasha K because she would have got on here and made it like she won. So Cardi couldn't
exactly.
settle.
Exactly.
So then they started getting deeper and deeper into the process, and then Tasha K started lying on the judge, saying different things that the judge didn't tell her, that she has to be here and do this and present this information and present that information. So now I'm assuming was she withholding information regarding Kibi Studios, and they found out. Because, you know, there was a lot of lies that was allegedly being told by Tasha K, and she was even lying on the judge, like I told you before. And so the judge is not really happy with her either. Or at that last point, the judge wasn't happy with her. So I don't know if she's winning or losing. If you talk to Tasha K, she insinuates that she's winning. So
she's
we'll
losing.
Just have to wait and see.
When you and your husband's stories don't match after hours and hours of litigation, hours and hours of litigation, darling. Let's just say you told on yourself. That's all I have to say. And as far as her being a stripper, Cardi B will tell you she was a stripper. Like, who cares? Everybody done sucked a little something.
All right. Thank you, caller. Bye. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right, boom. So we got another call. Okay, private caller, you live on the air. Private caller, hello? Okay, not ready. All right. Let's take a couple more. 6976, you are live on the air.
Hi.
6976, hey, what's going on? Turn me down in the back, please.
I would like to state my opinion about this case or whatever.
Okay.
So, hashtag Young Lives Matter. So all I wanted to say is this case wouldn't be happening if Cardi would tell the truth, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
What I'm trying to say is the fact that this case, this lawsuit case, shouldn't be happening because hear me out. I feel like Cardi wouldn't really be that type of person to be doing that, but at the same time, it happened. It happened. So, like, all I'm trying to say is this, I don't know how to say it. But
thank you. Thank you. Let's take another call. 9001, you're live on the air.
Yes, hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Darling.
Thank you.
But what I have to say about it is that I hope Cardi B takes every dime Tasha K has. Every dime.
And why do you feel that?
Because you don't go around spreading lies about people having STDs and giving STDs to their child. And plus, Tasha's just a liar. I used to listen to her until she just got to, she's loud and she's ignorant, so she was kind of entertaining at first. But then when she's when the lies, you know, these little lies that are entertaining, and that's what she was doing at first. But now she's gotten to the big lies, and it's not entertaining when you say those type of things about people. You know, where I grew up in Chicago, Tasha K get a beat down.
Okay, well, okay, let's play devil's advocate. Is it wrong for Tasha K to break stories and tell the news? Like, is it wrong for her to do that?
If she's telling the truth, it's not wrong. But now if she's just lying for clickbait, yeah, it's wrong. You don't.
So here's the thing.
I think
she lied a lot early on. I think she told a lot of lies because who was going to give her? She was doing YouTube videos from her room. So who was going to tell her information? So I think she lied to get to a certain point. But now I think that with her, she does, I will say, she does tell some truth. But I think the issue is she mixes a dot of the truth with a whole lot of lies. So it don't all 100% be a lie, just 95% be the lie.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like I was always told, if you want to tell a really good lie, you get a little piece of the truth and you wrap that lie around it.
That's what she does.
It's a little piece of the truth, and then she wrapped that lie around it. But see, it's just some kind of lies you just don't sit up and say. You do not sit up and say somebody gave an STD to their baby. That see, she went past it. You know, Cardi B, she really don't have nothing to say about Cardi B, because Cardi B will tell you, I was a stripper. I used to sell some little stuff every now and then. I hung around with gangbangers, with my boyfriends, with an ex-con.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't have nothing to say about her, because she said it all.
Right.
And I personally admire Cardi B. She parlayed being a stripper to getting on Love and Hip Hop to becoming a rap star, a millionaire. I got highest respect for Cardi B. I think that's what's wrong with Tasha. She can't, don't nobody want to see her shake her tail up on no damn pole.
Well, my only thing is, if I'm just being honest, I just couldn't understand, like, when we get into the women empowerment, and maybe this might just be a deeper level. To me, when this whole thing started, like, Tasha K was, like, what, 36? Cardi B was 25. I'm just like, why are you coming at a 25? Like, you almost 40 years old. Like, why do you hate her? So, like, she's 25. You 40 years old. Like, why is she getting under your skin so? You know what I mean? Like, she's a kid compared to, like, you almost 40 years old, girl. Like, why is this 25-year-old girl pressing you so much? Like, I just couldn't understand that.
I'm going to tell you why. Because she can't be happy with aging. She can't be happy in the skin that she's in. Now, it's not just light and dark, but if you stand Tasha K up next to Cardi B, who looks the best?
Well, Tasha K, let me be honest with you. Tasha K is not that cute at all.
It's not because she's dark. You know, she's
no, it's not. No, it's not because she's dark. It's not because she's dark. But she would like her fans to think that it's because she's dark. And then another thing that Tasha K does, which I don't really agree with, but I step out of it, because the people act like they don't see it. If there, she gets these women, this is a side note, but she gets these women, these dark-skinned women, and exploit them. She gets, like, these dark-headed, kind of crackheady type women, weirdo kind of chicks,
yeah.
And she kind of sits with them and makes it look like she's putting them on, but then she, like, if she she kind of almost compares herself to them subconsciously, like, I'm better than you, and I'm giving you an opportunity. Like, this is what y'all think I am, but let me show you what this really looks like. Look at them and look at me. Like, I've arrived, and look how they are. Like, they're nappy-headed, they're ghetto, and, you know, I'm still providing them with chance and opportunity. And, you know, and my assistant and my team and my butler, and I flew this one out, and my nanny, like, and she gives that energy out, but then she'll turn around and talk about Black women empowerment. And I just let it go because I'm like, bro, y'all don't see how she be baiting and like trying, like, and really using these kind of like these caricatures of like ratchet, broke, homely, like drug infested Black women. Like, she mocks them and manipulates them and makes mockeries of them. But that's a whole other conversation. But people don't see it.
Exactly. I was through with Tasha K when she called herself breaking a story about what's the guy in Chicago, the child molester.
We gotta let you go. You didn't say the word. You get too comfortable, girl. Dang. Child, girl. God, I thought we was getting good, and here you go. 7439, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to chime in with this Tasha K stuff. I basically want Cardi to win. I know she's going to win. We all know she's going to win. You need to stop playing her, but Tasha literally has herself on video saying that she lies for views. That's all Cardi needed. Like, she's done after that.
Well, she recently just said, yeah, I had it in my video where she said she lied for views. She said she literally lied for views. And people are in Tasha K's Patreon where she was literally conjuring up and adding and manipulating and documenting, photoshopping. And if you don't think that they can do that with that production that they got over there, they definitely can create some falsified information, and they were selling it from $15 to $40 and $60 to patrons, and people were buying that monthly. A bunch of lies.
Right, I remember you saying that. Yeah, $15, and they still didn't get their money back out of that too either, because they still just were just so obsessed with her. Ridiculous. Yeah, she's been overdue. Like, it's crazy that we're about to go into 2021. Like, I think it started like the beginning, maybe like summer of 2018 with this. That's where I kind of found you. And she's just been lying and lying and lying. That's all that child does, is just lie. She said that, I remember she said that Offset gave her herpes or the baby herpes or something like that. Or eventually, I can't think at the top of my head. But basically, that's all I was saying. But we all know. All
right, so you're Team Cardi B. Thank you, Carter. Thank you.
No problem.
And listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm just doing commentary. So if you're a wino watching, don't feel like you got to be Team Cardi B to call in. If you are Team Tasha K, call in. I don't care either way. I'm here. So this is not where if you're Team Tasha K, I'm not gonna let you in. I want to hear from some Team Tasha K. Just don't come up here trying to make this about me, because I don't care about Tasha K. But this is not a personal thing for me and her. This is about the lawsuit, TV studio. So I want to hear from some Tasha K supporters. Do you think that Tasha K should win this lawsuit? So call in. 0086, you're live on the air.
One thing that Nikki needs to learn from Cardi is how to control the media. Because Cardi literally has gotten the shade room. She has gotten Kyle from the neighborhood talk. She has even went off at some Black journalist that said that, you know, she, I think from.
Yeah, I remember. Online. Don't finish it. Uh-huh. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she went on live to millions saying that Kyle owned a page that he didn't own. She lied on a black makeup artist named Black Swan, saying that she was late and unprofessional, and Black Swan had text messages to prove that was incorrect. She has slandered and defamed people on her life to millions. And the hypocrisy is just, Nikki has done things, and yeah, she has her husband as a creep, but Cardi has admitted to violating men, is on YouTube right now, saying that she would get her, starts with a T, ends with a Y, friends, transgendered, that she would get the men all perked up and twisted, and that when they would wake up, they would say, yeah, you slept with a and starts with a T, ends with a Y,
right.
And for as revenge for cheating on her. So they talk about Nikki's husband, but this woman has literally admitted to the ultimate sin, which is why she goes by Cosby B. But because she's so good at censoring the media, either she befriends them or she censors them or she sues them. And that's how she's been able to get away with so much. But people like Doja Cat, who's done nothing
more
than...
Okay, but let's talk about in court, though. Do you think that that is going to help Cardi B in court in this lawsuit against Tasha K?
I think that if Tasha K can prove that, Cardi B's hypocrisy and her history, she's a gang member, she's part of the gang, she has a lot of credibility issues. And she has a lot of lying issues. And
cool. Tasha K?
Personal. No.
Or Cardi B? Oh, Cardi B.
Okay. Cardi. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. So, Tasha's not going to report anything that is not out there. So my thing is just there's a lot of hypocrisy and tick for tack. And Cardi doesn't feel the impact in the media as much as other people do, because she controls the blog. She has people like Eva in your ear. What is Lovely T has also said Eva has given her information. Eva talks to Cardi. So she also has people, inside people, in the bloggers' ears. Cardi controls bloggers. And, I get Nikki is not perfect, but that hate train that Nikki has is not even warranted if you really look at the things that Cardi has actually done and is on tape doing compared to Nikki, who maybe has shady people around her. But even with the whole shoe and don't talk about my daughter and this and that. To me, I also feel that was karma to Cardi, who called a dead child a monkey to the mother. But Nikki is hated on because it's, don't talk about somebody's child. Don't talk about somebody. There's a lot of hypocrisy, and I've noticed that Cardi does not get the negative press or the cancellation as hard as other people that do a lot less.
Let's bring it back to Tasha K. So now, what were you going to say about Tasha K? So Tasha K and Cardi.
I'm glad that Tasha K is one of those people that are telling her, you know what? You're not going to control me, and the more you try to control me, I'm not gonna back down like Kyle, who's now Cardi. I'm not gonna back down like the Shade Room, who actually stopped posting you, even though there's a First Amendment freedom of press. I'm gonna keep on trolling you. I'm going to keep on trolling you. And you know what? I'm glad for Tasha. She's one of the few and far between that Cardi hasn't been able to silence or befriend. Because she got Jason Lee also, who is got millions of people in Hollywood Unlocked, who also is friends with celebrities and people that help her out as well.
Do you think that Tasha K is biased towards Nicki Minaj?
You know what? It really doesn't, in this case, it doesn't even matter. But I think Tasha K sees that there's a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of people in the industry kind of controlling and censoring and, helping Cardi. And I think that's why, Tasha K probably recognizes that. And so she kind of uses her platform to, you know, really go in on Cardi and kind of let her know, you're not going to control me. I see what you do to the Shade Room. I see what you did to Jasmine Brand. They delete things that they wrote about Cardi because she gets them to delete it. I think she also had academics delete some things. She controls you guys. And of the things that she does is put swept under the rug because of how good she is. Nicki needs to take note. If Nicki does anything else, she needs to take note of how powerful Cardi is with controlling the media.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Bye. She got into some things. Listen. Well, she lost me when she said that she couldn't be honest and say that she felt like Tasha K was biased. But you can't say everybody else's bias and not call out other people's biases. I've always said everybody has bias, but it all can't be biased when it's for Cardi, but it's not biased when it's for Nicki. Like, I'm only biased when I'm defending Cardi, but I'm never biased when I'm not shedding light on Nicki Minaj's BS or anybody else's, you know. That's bias. So you lose me with that. Genuinely, you lose me. Because just like people are biased towards Cardi, people are biased towards Nicki. And that's what it is. And I don't understand how it's not considered biased when it comes to Nicki Minaj, but it's always biased when it comes to Cardi. You lose me with that. So I was with her until she lost me with that. Let's get Lisa 3061. Wait, 3016. Okay, come on. 3016, you are live on the air.
Hey there, Boo. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So I just finally got to call in. Listen, all of this other stuff that folks are, like, for that last caller, it doesn't matter the bias. Let's get down to the gets. This is a lawsuit. Tasha K has said repeatedly she is a journalist. She is a client of and or Kibi Studios in some regard, does her editing and her publishing. Therefore, as the publisher, they are responsible for what she says. As a journalist, a self-proclaimed reporter, once you say that, then now you are responsible. You can be sued for libel and defamation. If she just said continually she's a blogger, then that's pretty, who cares, right? Because people who technically are real journalists go to journalism school and they get degrees and all of that stuff. But the minute you say that you are a journalist, you put yourself in a different category that now you are able to be sued. It doesn't matter what your bias is. It doesn't matter anything. What matters is you are purporting to put out the truth in some regard. And Kibi Studios is editing what you are saying, either via video or via, you know, written word. However it's going, they are now responsible for what you say. It's the bottom line. So can't you prove it? That's it. It's the bottom line.
Do you think, okay, so why do you think that Cardi B, well, first of all, why do you think that Tasha K even allow for Cardi B or even, you know, approve that for Cardi B to amend the first claim?
Because really that's her roll in the dice. If she allows her to include everything up until today or whenever, then it's one lawsuit. If she loses, it's one lawsuit. If she wins, it's only one lawsuit. If she had left it the way it was, that would leave the door open for Cardi B to come back and say, okay, fine, up until January 1st, 2020, this is what that lawsuit is. Now I'm suing you from everything from January 2nd, 2020 to January 1st, 2021. You see what I'm saying? So she closed down the possibility of exposing herself for additional damages to be assessed.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, is Star Marie still on the lawsuit? Because that was interesting that Cardi B went and removed, because after I read it, it says Cardi B removed it and then put KB Studios on the new claim. So So does that mean the whole claim got thrown out, or did it get, like, I don't know if it stuck or not. So what do you think about that? Why would she remove Star Marie?
She was seeking to remove Star Marie, I believe, because Star Marie is not in the country. This is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. So there's no way to mandate that she have to come back to the country, and there's no way to extradite her or ask for an extradition because this is a civil lawsuit. It is not criminal. So she asked for her to be removed, but from what I'm reading, I don't know that that was successful. It looks to me like the only thing she was allowed to do at this juncture was to simply amend the statement to include whatever other items she felt were defamatory.
Yeah, this is going to, this lawsuit has been going on for, yeah, it makes sense. This lawsuit has been going on for a while. I feel like we're going to get it wrapped up around towards the end of this year, but I feel like Tasha K wants this to be done, but I also feel like she was hoping that Cardi B would settle, but I feel like Cardi B feels as though if I settle, that's not proving anything. You know what I mean? It looks like an L. It looks like a loss for Cardi B to settle, so she can't do it.
It's definitely a loss now. If she settles, she's going to have to see this, even if she only wins a dollar. The point, even if she only gets a dollar out of it, the point is she's come way too far to not see this all the way through. The interesting thing will be to see if she's able to successfully get Star Marie off of. She could settle with Star Marie and it not be an L. That would drop her off of the case. So she settles with Star Marie. And then, you know, because they are two co-defendants, she doesn't have to refile. That could be a way out for her to get this settled and done.
I could see her settling with Star Marie before I see her settling with Tasha K. Because I feel like settle with Tasha K just means that Tasha K feels like she won, and I can get, now I can go 10 times harder. I can go to my audience and act like, you know, I've always told you guys I was going to win. They can't do, like, she gets to come boast and brag and act as if she always knew, and you know what I mean? So I just kind of feel like Tasha K also went too far. Star Marie said what she said, did the interview, and did. Tasha K then came back for video after video after video after video after video. Whenever we'd have slow months, because YouTubers have them, down months, she needed a quick dollar, there was a Cardi B slander video. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think that Cardi B got to a point where she was like, girl, don't use me to throw you, to kick you back into algorithms when you've been gone, when you've been down, you know? And so it's going to be interesting. I don't have a dog in the fight either way, but I'm actually learning a lot from this. Now, what do you think about Kibi Studio, though? Do you think that Kibi Studio, can Cardi B win something from that? Or is that, like, is there a chance there?
I think there's a solid chance. It's going to depend on how the first case goes. There's a solid chance. What she's really going to have to prove at this point, I don't know if she can or she can't, is that she somehow lost money as a result of this happening. So if she can prove that maybe it put her into a depression or something like that and she wasn't able to perform, she's going to
remember
she lost something.
Or even two. But remember where she, where Tasha K said that she had the, you know, the STD or whatever, and Cardi B goes get those tests and come back negative.
Right.
That's, you know, that's proving something right there too.
Yeah.
Because remember Tasha K was like, yeah, you better be prepared. You want to sue me? Be prepared to take the test. I want that test.
Right. I don't know if she's going to be forced to do that. That's a little bit extreme, but. I think she does have a chance on winning.
I heard through the grapevine
that
there was testing.
Well, it could have. I mean, if you don't have it,
I heard that there was some testing. I heard that Tasha K was trying to pull other people into it, trying to say that people were conspiring against her, other YouTubers, all kind of stuff. I heard all that. I heard that she was trying to add in different names to it, everything.
I'm sure that Tasha is going to put that out. I mean, I don't think it was smart to keep talking about the woman once the lawsuit started. You don't keep doing it while you have a pending lawsuit. You keep your mouth shut to me. But, you know, I'm not her. That's her business. But I do think she has some standing there with Kibi Studios simply because Tasha has said that she is a journalist. There, and Kibi Studios does the editing for all of her content. Therefore, Kibi Studios then becomes a publisher. So just like the New York Times is responsible for whatever one of their reporters say because they edit it and they publish it, That would be the way Kibi Studios could get wrapped up in this, and then all bets are off. Then she's got a problem.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate. Let's play devil's advocate so it doesn't look like we're just bashing Tasha K. So how does Tasha K win this? Can she win this?
Wins it, but I think so. I think that if she can prove, first of all, disprove that Cardi lost any money as a regard to any of this. Second of all, if she can prove that according to her, at the best of her ability, with the information she had available to her, that she tried to prove the veracity or the truthfulness of this information, and that she put the information out to what she knew to the best of her ability was true, then she wins. Because you don't, it's not the preponderance of the evidence. You got to prove some malicious intent. You got to prove a whole lot when you're proving defamation and slander. So you got to prove that you lost money. You got to prove malicious intent and all these things. So, you know, I think she does honestly have a good chance to win this case. I really do. And heaven forbid that Cardi actually has some form of whatever, then it's a wrap.
So what happens if Tasha K wins this case? What does that look like for Cardi B and everybody else?
Well, then every celebrity on the face of this earth just better buckle up and strap up because she is going to drag everybody and their mother. I mean,
that doesn't just trickle down to the celebrity. That then trickles down to the YouTubers and the lower YouTubers that try to, you know, then that affects, like, people think that it only affects one way. Like, if Cardi B wins, then, you know, that affects you YouTubers. No, if Tasha K wins, that affects YouTubers because they both represent two different types of people. If Tasha K wins, that allows people that are less fortunate or beneath you or what, jealous, envious, whatever, to get on that platform and lie and create salacious stories for clickbait and money. People, you know what I'm saying? And so that just everybody doesn't try to talk about celebrities. There are people that talk about me. So that's like if Tasha K can win, there might be some YouTuber that feels like, oh, I hate Armand, so now I can just make up a bunch of salacious lies on him, and if he decides to sue me, I'll win because Tasha K won the lawsuit against Cardi B.
Well, but we have to see why she would win. If she wins, we'd have to see the ruling. If she wins because Cardi could not prove that she actually lost any money or was injured in any way as a result of the content, then you would know if another YouTuber would do this to you, what you would have to prove. Just because one case happens, I mean, it sets a precedent. What it would do then, as far as for the YouTubers, it would give everybody an opportunity. Basically, it is fair game, right? It is open season. But it is technically open season now. It's very difficult to prove anything, and anybody can make – I mean, they make up stuff about you all the time.
Yeah,
they do. I mean, they do. You know, we've heard so many stories about you over the last year and a half. So, you know, they can do it now. They can do it now. And there's no, YouTube has no, you know, no standing. You can't sue YouTube.
Okay, I think some people in the conference, and after this, I'll let you go, Lisa, because I know you're busy. But so there are people that are saying that, you know, Cardi B, if she wins this, she should then go after YouTube. So can she technically sue YouTube for this?
No. Section 230 of the FCC code states that it's a whole long thing, but long story less long, a platform like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of those, they are not publishers like a New York Times or a Washington Post, a newspaper, an ABC, an NBC, a CBS. They are social media platforms. And about 30 years ago, this was set in place. Social media platforms cannot be held responsible for libel and slander. They can be held responsible, however, if as a result of something, someone gets injured. So if as a result, somebody comes after someone else and physically injures them. but they cannot be held responsible for what's posted on their platform.
Okay, thank you so much, Lisa.
All right.
I'm laughing at the conversation. Right. These people talk about sex shit. What? It's so stupid.
Look it up. All right. 2:30, y'all. Look it up.
All right, bye. Thanks, Lisa.
All right, bye.
All right, Lisa, we're going to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to get up out of here. We have been getting to some things for quite some time, and I'm just realizing I didn't like how big this damn bitch was. All right. Boom. All right, so... Okay, I thought we were going to get some winos in the chat, but we will take super chats to the top. Private caller, you're live on the air. We get some super chats to the top. I'll stay on a little longer. If not, let me see what the subscribers are. All right.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? Hello? Hello? Hey, hold on. Hello, can you hear me? Okay, not ready. 0234, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armon.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
You know what? I'm going to say what everyone's too afraid to say. Tasha K's channel is done after this, because if I was Cardi of her team, I would use this victory as a way to destroy her credibility, because how are you going to lie on the girl's name? You're going to go after the girl's baby. All Cardi has to do is do a blood test and show her results. Like, okay, you just proved that's false. What you got now? I don't think Cardi should do it, because it should teach her a lesson to most bloggers who lie. It's not because she's a blogger. She's a blogger who lies. Has been lying constantly trying to get her promotions up. Like, if you want the clout and you rather lie for it, you should lose your channel. The moment they find out your clout, if you want to lie for clout, you got to take what comes with it. Now it's just time to pay the piper. Now you don't want to pay. Now it's all this black women stand up. Black women, I love black women. We should uplift black women, but you're not going to just say, hey, use a different standard because I'm a black woman. You can't hide behind that card. You have to say what you mean. You want to play with the big leagues. Now you're part of the big leagues. Now you want to scream, I'm a little blogger. Don't come after me. No, you want the smoke, so take it. Take the smoke that you got, because you've been lying about everybody, not just Cardi. She's lied about you. She lied about everybody.
Well, yes, she has.
Now,
that's all I know.
Now,
she has lied on me.
And now she wants to feel sorry? No, pay the piper. Either delete your channel or pay Cardi what she has to be paid. It's not even about money at this point. It's about the fact that you lie. I cannot stand these lying bloggers. I love a good blog. If you're going to lie, pay the price.
All right. Thank you, caller. Have a good one. Bye. All right, listen, we need 50 people, if you haven't done so, to subscribe to the channel right now, and I'll stay on here. 50 people, let's go. All right, 9844, you are live on the air. We're pulling you. 9844. Hello?
Hey. Hey. So I'm coming in real quick to speak on behalf of the winos. Now, let me just preface this. I don't necessarily with my people on wino. I do actively watch a bunch of cases. So I guess I'm a wino by default, but I don't think that she can do no wrong. However, I am more so on Tasha K's side in this situation. And
okay.
I'm not going to say that, but I know that another caller had mentioned it, but Cardi is always going off on people for having anything to say about her. And I don't think that that's cool, because at the end of the day, when you become a celebrity, when you walk into that lifestyle, you got to know that people are going to say anything they want to say all day. Now, that doesn't mean that people can just straight out lie. But at the end of the day, how can you really prove that Tasha didn't get this information from somebody? Like, you can't. To me, it's like, this is not even really worth your time, Cardi. Your time should be more valuable than to be dragging Tasha through the court and doing all this silly stuff. But you're doing it to prove a point at this point. That's what it all comes down to. It's points to be proven now. Cardi feels that I have a point to prove.
Here's what gets me with that, though, if I'm being honest with you. Here's what gets me with that, because it seems as though Tasha K herself, and even if you watch her, like all of us know, you know, her channel gets a lot of views and things like that. Tasha K herself is very proud of the engagement and numbers she gets on her channel. So why is it that when it comes to the things that she says on her channel and the things that she pushes and promotes, we try to minimize it, right? Not you, I'm just saying people. We try to minimize it as if it's not getting reach. Has this been a conversation or any other thing? If you told Tasha K outside of a lawsuit, like, girl, you know, people don't really pay attention to your channel. It's not that big of a deal. Like, girl, nobody should be worried about you. She would probably beat you down and tell you about how she's the queen and how she gets all these numbers and how in the last couple of months she's been the only blogger to get millions of views, right? But here we are when she's set for litigation. Now we want to make it seem like, well, these celebrities don't have time to focus on her. No, she's just as big now as she was then. So I don't really subscribe to the idea of kind of trying to minimize Tasha K's channel and her reach and some of the things that she says when it's time to go to court. Because the reason why she's going to court is because her channel is very big. And that got over 3-4 million views. That's a lot of people that seen that and listened to, you know, lies be told about Cardi B having an alleged STD. And then following up with Tasha K coming back and saying that she gave the STD to her daughter. That's huge. And that got a million views.
That was foul. I get it. And I'm sure that was probably the catalyst that made Cardi B jump into action. But and I'm not excusing, and I'm not saying that Tasha doesn't have a reach. I'm really more so talking about a mentality. If I was Cardi B, it's nothing that nobody could say about me that wasn't on my level that would move me. Now, I might jump on every now and then, like, oh, y'all talking mess, whatever, da-da. But I'm not going to really pay you that much mind because I feel like, especially for somebody like Tasha, it makes her feel like she has a power when she gets acknowledged by somebody like Cardi B. And especially to take her to court. Like, Tasha, obviously, I'm sure she's regretting this to some extent because, I mean, it's serious once you get to court. However, it's still low-key ego boost. Like, dang. Like,
yes, it is. I agree.
I really affected her that much. She's going to go through all this, and then she's doing another lawsuit. So it's almost like, you know what, I just feel like if I was Cardi, I would pay it. Like, you know what, and I would say it. Like, that person who speaks on my name all the time is not on my level. She's not worth my time. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's a mentality, and Cardi is kind of, in my opinion, stooping at this point. But the reason why I say I'm on Tasha's side is really because, like everybody has mentioned, I feel like the outcome of this situation is going to affect a lot of people's careers moving forward, whether it's from the blogger side or whether it's from the celebrity side. Like, I think I heard not that long ago that Charlamagne the God was low key like waiting in the wings to see how this went, it's going to be open season. Like, if she loses, I feel like people are going to start coming for bloggers.
I think if she loses, she better have some money in the wings because somebody else is going to be ready to hit her with a back-to-back lawsuit right after.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I mean, that's what I heard, but that's what I'm saying, and I think that it can trickle down, and I just don't feel like gossip has been forever since magazines. You know, these are gossip magazines that still are published to come up with straight foolery. You know, in the white people world, like, let's keep it real. You know what I mean? That stuff's been around for a long time. So it's like, they can do it. But then when it's black people doing it, out of the outfield, when it's black people doing it, now everybody wants to sue everybody. You know, it's too much. So that's why I say I'm on Tasha's side, only from the fact of, I just feel like you got to pay some things no mind when you're at the level that Cardi B is at. And right now she's just trying to prove a point and dragging it on. And it's like, you're proving your point, Cardi. Like, we understand you're not to be played with. Let it go.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
All right. Yes. Okay. So let me see what we got going on here. Because y'all is really talking today. The lines are full up, by the way. Okay. So let's see. We will take. Let me see. This person's been on here for a minute. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. I'm going to try to keep this as concise as possible because it, like, you bounce around listening to what everybody has to say. But first and foremost, I think people need to stay in their respective lanes. And I think that social media has a lot of people, like, not really facing reality. It's one thing if everybody's broke and sitting in their homes and talking about each other just because they don't like each other. That usually ends up in a fight, right? When you're in the hood and you have nothing to lose and somebody says something you don't like, there's a fight. That's called the consequence. When you have money and when you have celebrity status and when you're a business, that's when litigation comes into play. So the last caller said, oh, but, you know, white people gossip all the time. You know what white people also do? They also sue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yes, they do.
They sue. So I think a lot of times people try to pick from column A and column B, and you just can't do that. And, like, you can't say, oh, well, you know, I'm just joking or I was just saying this and then turn around and say, oh, I don't need a source. I am the source. Because then you're letting people, you're leading people to believe that you've vetted this information, you're credible.
Yeah.
What you're saying is to be, you know, taken at face value because there's a respect to your journalism. And if that's not the case, then that's not the case. That, like, and people love to say, oh, freedom of speech. In the 1700s, there was no social media. There were no celebrities. There wasn't these sort of platforms where people can just say things and it is what it is. If you really think about it, all people had to do back in the day is say, oh, she's a witch. I saw her doing this. And they're getting hung. So there was never a place where you can say any old thing you want and there's no reaction and no consequence. So I don't understand why people are acting so confused by the fact that litigation came into play. She said something. The girl said it's not true. You know, take it down or whatever. And she kept saying, no, it is true, and I have receipts, and I have this, and I have that. I mean, I don't know what people expect. Like, imagine if, we're not talking about high school rumors. Even if you have a rumor in high school, you're going to get into peer mediation. Parents are going to get called in. Things always escalate. That's why if you have a platform and you're doing a thing and you respect what you're doing, you should make sure that you are vetting your sources and you're protecting yourself, you're protecting your business, and you're protecting your brand. And it's unfortunate that, you know, this, I don't know, this.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why people don't do that, again, that is the right thing to do, but when you're a little bit narcissistic and when you
right.
have not been, when you haven't had a lifestyle of feeling that you were, when you come from a lifestyle of being bullied, and not feeling beautiful or not being cool or not whatever it is, you start to develop habits where you got to be better at most people at something.
Right, right.
So
that's
I feel
why
like,
I said, though,
mm-hmm.
that's why I started to say people have to stay in their respective lanes, and I think this is going to be a learning experience for everyone. If you have nothing to lose and people have nothing to gain. That's why when people, you know, make burn pages and there's no pictures, there's no photos, there's no indication, like, of who they really are, people write that off as, oh, you're just a troll. Don't even pay attention to them. They're a troll. And this sickness, you want to be relevant. You want people to know who you are. You want people to believe what you say because it's you. Unfortunately, it came back to bite her. I mean, these are decisions that she made. Nobody... You know, well, I don't know. Hopefully nobody held a gun to her head and made her say these things that were
okay,
true for clickbait. But
get out of here. Bye, girl. Thank you. Nobody held no gun in her head, but I love you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You.
She chose to sue, so she should understand the same way she would sue if somebody slandered her. I don't understand
exactly.
why people are picking and choosing. It's the principle of the thing. You can't say something about somebody that you know is not true for monetary gain and expect your finances to remain intact.
Cool. Thank you. Well, let's end on that because you did that. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling in. All right. Bye. All right. So with that being said, I like what she said with that. Because, again, going back to that point, when I think about Tasha K, I just kind of think about a little bit of the history of her, and I just kind of feel like when you – like YouTube plays games. I'm not going to be honest with you. YouTube plays games. They will play games with your algorithm. They will play games. And we talked about this briefly on a show yesterday that I did about the competitiveness, the female representing a third. So even being a personality blogger, very competitive. And when you get a piece of being the quote-unquote top dog, you don't want to lose that spot. And you will do anything to still feel that validation, especially if that's the only space in the world where you feel validated. And for me, I kind of feel like Joshy K feels like out of everything in her life, the YouTube thing is the one thing that she could say she was good at and better than other people at. If you ask me, you know, I don't want to be shady, but I think that her husband's actually good at it. And she's just the product, because if you really dissect her product, Tasha K's content is really, I say this all the time, is really literally like this cup filled with dog boo-boo and cow manure, but wrapped in like a really pretty gold lamé wrapping paper, which the wrapping paper is the husband. It's like that beautiful lighting and production and all of that, like that's that really shiny, crispy, clean wrapping paper. But then when you open it and dig inside of this, you see that it's just a styrofoam cup filled with boo-boo. And then, but at that point, you've already accepted it and consumed it. That's Tasha K's brand to me. It reels you in with the husband, the branding, the packaging. Then when you actually get into her, like what she does, what she brings to it, what she brings to the company, it's just a styrofoam cup of trash. But we like it. Just like we like McDonald's. We like trash because it's entertaining. Some of that other stuff is boring. Some of that other stuff, being politically correct or waiting for all the facts or waiting for the receipts, that stuff is boring. We might like it. We like a person to get on camera and say, listen, I heard that the bitch at Abby and she gave it to the baby. Yeah. That's going to get a million views. Versus you coming out and saying, well, you know, this is what happened, this is what happened, this may be true, this might. So the more salacious, the more wild and crazy it is, it's going to get those views. And so she feeds off of that. And so I think she's prepared. I think this is a good for her because if this is what she wants to do, she's going to have to prepare herself for many losses. And she will win some and she won't lose. Because like, I think, remember Vince, or what was Portia's husband's name? He tried to sue her. Remember she said that he was going to be sleeping with dogs and cats and this. He was going to sue. He stopped. Fee, you know, Fee from Gossip in the City, she was going to sue. She dropped. So Tasha K doesn't lose them all, but Cardi B is not playing with her. A lot of these girls say that they're going to sue, and they don't really sue. But this one, she's really getting sued for real. So it is what it is. We'll be here covering it. That was the last call that we're going to take because it's gotten lengthy.